It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
You son of a bitch! How many times did they tell you lose weight? Lose weight!
No, don't say that to John McCain. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's fit.
Here's our phone number. Get on the line to get on the air. We've got So You Think You Can Sing coming up in a little bit. 877-365-3636. Mm-hmm. Also, our Hollywood Hot Sheet is just around the corner. But before we do that, let us bring our guest in. And would you have one of the interns? Do we have, incidentally, the background sounds?
The
cocktail party sounds? No.
Did we have that before?
We might have.
I'll look.
We don't really need
it. We can make our own sounds.
Yes, go ahead. You should really have a glass for that.
Paper I know. Cup is I know. It's all I could find in a rush.
Is that all you're going to have is just that?
Oh, no, this is, I'm chilling the olive juice. I'm getting ready to add the vodka to it.
All right, we'll get right to it. Let's get started. Welcome to BYOB Friday, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, welcome.
If I could have one of the interns bring me one of those green bottles, I would appreciate it.
And, oh, boy!
And a church key as well, so that I may open it. And incidentally, do not open it before it comes into the studio so as to provide the listening audience with the proper sound effect.
That's right.
And now I'm just
going
to wait.
I think we only have one intern today. It's Peter. We only have one. Would you like me to go out and get it? It's
well,
right
you
out there.
You know, you do everything anywhere. That was
oh
a lovely
God.
Sound. Let's listen. Thank you very much. Joe Ardinger stepping up. Joe, you have your church key on you? A little opener by any chance? Hey, I'll do it. I want to do this on mic.
Vodka on my pants.
Very good. All right. Oh, that's lovely. And did you make that just a... Oh, you're going to... Oh, wait, hold on. We have a trick already. Joe is going to open the beer with a lighter. Let's listen to this.
That's how it's done.
Oh, man. You know what? You know, that really did impress me. I swear
rightly
to God.
So.
Like
please,
he's done it before.
Should we call Timmy Obibene, the sure. Nigerian nightmare, and get him down here?
Oh, Timmy.
Yeah, I got the interns getting him.
Bo.
How is that?
Bo.
Let me have a spill.
That is how you chill a brewski. Way to go.
That's dirty.
Thank you very much. Beth Ann, any kind of, you know, when you get a chance, I don't want to overload you here, but any kind of background cocktail music would be appropriate.
Okay.
Something Ipanema-ish, if we have that lying around, that would be wonderful. Do you notice how we've taken it down just a notch here right now?
What do you mean?
Just a little bit. Hi, Colette. It's Mike O'Mara down in Studio B. How are you?
Hi.
Happy Friday to you.
Hi. Happy Friday to you.
Almost time for that 5 o'clock whistle, isn't it? Huh?
Yes, it is. I can't wait.
Would you like to stay on the line for just a second?
Sure.
Yeah, just stay on the line and talk to Buzz for a second, because I'm in the mood to give you a treat. Okay, hold on just a second. I'll be right back. All right.
Mike's going to bring you a treat. See, you're already delighted, and I know you're already in a good mood.
Yes, I am.
Because you and I always celebrate the fact that it's Friday.
Yes.
Couldn't be happier about it, and this is going to make your week complete. This is going to give you...
Hi, Colette.
Okay, hi. Hi, Beth Ann.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
It's a perfect
good.
Finish to your Friday,
okay.
I think.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you
It always works. It works every time. Mike O'Mara exposing his chest and belly to the lovely Colette at our front desk. Our director of first impressions, don't you know? Mike is now buttoning up as he comes back in. You look like Clark Kent buttoning up coming back in there.
Thank you very much. Yes, I just had to do that. I was in the mood for Friday. Where's Obibene?
He's on his way.
Our guest is late.
Oh, you know, why didn't you ask Colette to put us...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was too busy doing a stunt for her. I got distracted a little bit.
Our guest is bringing a guest, so Timmy may be bringing his friend down as mm-hmm. well.
Peter's thorough, but I don't know if he's fast.
A lovely woman in a lovely dress, I might add.
Bo is the one that... Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. What, you've seen this?
JFK.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Colette, we need to talk to Timmy Obibene, please.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Really? You've seen this one?
Yeah, upstairs up in the office earlier. She was sitting across the desk from them. They were chatting.
Really?
A lovely woman.
Well, here's the way it works on BYOV Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We started this with Big O and Dukes last week on the show. They were our very first guests when we formalized this little party. Mm-hmm. And the way we do it now is that you are welcome to be a guest on the show, not you and listening audience.
No.
We pick these people ourselves mm-hmm. from our friends and coworkers.
That's right.
And that's why Timmy, the Nigerian nightmare, who maybe has
He's
left
not
his office.
At the moment.
He's not available.
You can hang up
He's
on
his way. Let me ask you this.
Actually,
Mike.
I can hang up on him. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Some listeners have approached me via the instant messenger wanting to know if perhaps someday a listener or two might join us.
You know, Buzz, you asked that question, and I must tell you that
yes.
is a tall order. That
it is a tall order.
That
I'm
is
aware.
A listener. Not that I don't love the listeners of this program, but mm-hmm. that is a listener that is aspiring to greatness. I'm not sure.
We pick them instead of they picking us?
Well, that would be the idea, but mm-hmm. still, it would have to be something amazingly special.
I understand.
You know,
I'm with you on that.
Here we are. You know, you gotta crawl before you can walk.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You really do.
So let us begin to crawl.
Incidentally, I'm very frustrated. I am, because,
Why?
You know, Obibene was invited to be here at 4:30, and what do we have here?
Is that silly?
No, let me listen.
Well, after 4:30.
In the still of the night.
No.
No, it's not going to work.
Okay, okay. I'll keep
not
looking.
Not quite it.
Yeah. I think it was Jackie Gleason music that Rob might have had there. Okay, very good. And incidentally, where is Hobibene?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's the deal?
This is really not cool. He's freaked out all week about this.
We're doing
thing.
A show
now,
here.
You know, I requested him 20 minutes ago.
Maybe he's powdering his face.
Not quite sure, but this is our guest. I've allotted this time to introduce our guest and speak with him and find out about him. But,
meet him, greet him.
I tell you, you know, the thing is...
You want me to call Colette again?
No, because we went to his office before. You, Uzik May. You're late. Please, come in. Have a seat.
Timmy
Hobibene.
Oh,
please,
look,
have a seat.
Not
Hello.
Just one, but two
Hi.
Lovely
oh, look at
young
this
ladies.
Two. Hi, ladies. All right. We need chairs. Please get a chair over there. You can sit on the other side of Mr. Burbank. Timmy, you
nice.
Sit there.
Here.
Pull up a microphone. Hi. How are you? Hi.
Welcome.
How are you? Nice to see you.
You're the mic, so.
Well, hi. How are you? Hi. How are you? What's your name?
Vivian,
oh, Vivian. We're can going we turn to need... Vivian's microphone on here?
We need a
Vivian,
microphone.
And this is Vivian. And hi, what's
Hello.
Your name?
My name's Faith.
Faith, how are you? Faith, hope and
you,
faith.
You got to have faith.
And there's Timmy Hobibene. Timmy, you're going
hey,
to have to
up?
Use the microphone.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll share
All right.
this.
No,
what's up, Mike?
Share
what's
this.
Up, Buzz?
Timmy, we've actually got another microphone for
right
you
there.
Over there if
Where
you want to pull that over
right
towards
there.
Yourself there. Welcome to Beth Ann, how are we doing? We need background music.
I know. I'm trying to
Breaks
find
the
it.
Ice.
I'm trying to
all
figure
right.
out what everybody's.
Now I see that we have a.
Just turn them all
little,
on.
We have a little vodka that has been brought in. Let me write down names because I don't want to embarrass right. anyone by
You're
forgetting
having vodka.
Names
would
here.
Would you care for some olive juice? Do you like a dirty martini?
Of the good stuff. Please, into the microphone.
I'll share the good stuff with you also.
Timmy, would you like to sit down, please? Timmy's yes. very uptight
well, I want,
about this.
I want
to take the edge off of Timmy, so he just really, he's made too much of this. Timmy, this is exactly the idea of BYOB Friday. And have
there
we gotten, incidentally, have we gotten clearance yet on whether we can call it by that other name?
No, just call it whatever you want, Mike.
Happy Hour Friday. Welcome to Happy Hour Friday. We're very happy to be here. It's not sponsored by anybody. We
not yet.
Not yet. Timmy, tell us about your guests, please.
We're all going to need
first
sponsors.
Of all, ladies and gentlemen, let me properly introduce Timmy Hobibene.
Yes.
Timmy, your title here at WJFK is
oh,
what,
I'm
sir?
I'm the finance manager.
He is the finance manager. If it has anything
manager.
To do with the money that goes in or comes out of the radio station, that is Timmy's job. And Timmy has That's been beautiful. At his job for how long now?
Oh, I don't.
You've forever, been here a long
man.
Time.
Forever, yeah. Let's just say forever.
Oh, jeez. You're such
I
a chick. You are such a chick. What? Do you think that's going to give away, like, your age?
No,
if we
no,
say,
no,
all right,
no,
Timmy's.
No,
all right, here's the deal. You want to know the truth? Timmy's after, been working after, here for 37 years.
Yeah, no, for 50 years.
50 years.
For 80 years.
But, you know, I think it's a nice thing that you've been here for a long time. What are you making there, Tim?
I'm making Grey Goose. I mean, not Grey Goose. Kettle One, Citron.
Yes. This
Dash
is always
Sprite.
My favorite
nice.
Part. This
the
is why it's
citrus.
This is my favorite part of Happy Hour Friday because everybody's just sort of getting to know one another.
That's right.
Just like when you arrive at the party early. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that. And tell us about your guest, Timmy Hobibene,
well,
the Nigerian
right
nightmare.
Is a beautiful Faith.
She is
yes.
beautiful. She
my
is
faith.
Truly.
Thank
this
you.
Is the woman
Lovely.
I saw earlier.
That's Lovely. We have two beautiful women.
We do.
Faith, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Faith.
Timmy, would you like
Welcome.
To tell us anything about Faith, or would Faith like to tell us anything
Faith,
about her?
Tell them about yourself. What do you do?
Oh, wow. What?
How about that? Those are my nice skills of interviewing that I have now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
This was a great introduction. Thank you, Timmy.
You know what? You know what? I got this. Faith, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to learn more about you later. How's that? All right?
We're coming
Wonderful.
Back to Faith.
I'll have that. And your other friend, introduce her
my
to me.
My other friend is Vivian. She's the older sister of one of my best friends. Her name is Unity. She's not here today. She might show up later. And Vivian's her sister. Vivian's a good friend. I've known her for a few years. And she can do a
much.
Few things.
Right, we appreciate
both
Vivian,
women.
Vivian, step up to the microphone. Vivian, please to explain what is the magic that Timmy Hobibene holds over white women?
he has that magic.
He has that magic.
He's just a great guy. Just very friendly, very outgoing.
A great guy.
He is one of my favorite people at the radio station, and he always seems to be just surrounded by beautiful women. Hence,
and now we are too.
Hence the reason for the invites. Very, very fun. Let's go to the phones. Ace in Sacramento. Hi, Ace. How are you?
Hey, happy BYOB.
Yeah. It's another BYOB Friday. How are you, Ace?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, Buzz, I gotta talk to you about something. You said Michael Merrill
Oh, sorry about that, Ace. Your phone's dropping out.
Call again.
Don in Iowa. Don, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Don?
Because I'll tell you. Don?
I know what you can call your Friday get-together.
What is that, Don? What can we call it?
Since it's BYOB, shouldn't you call it Bring Your Obibene?
Ah, very good. Yes, yeah. Very
well,
clever. Okay. All right, I need to drink more. And
yeah,
while
we
do
that,
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the very first Hollywood hot sheet of the day. Of course, it's the very first one because it's the only one. And I'll just enjoy my beverage while Buzz gives us the Hollywood hot sheet. And incidentally, Vivian, Faith, Timmy, feel free to comment at will.
Pipe in, questions,
when
comments.
When you're guests on the show, and I know Vivian, there's no need to look terrified.
Hi, Mom.
You can actually enjoy yourself.
It's a good
yourself.
Start.
Wow, I'm sorry. I was just staring at Vivian's breasts.
I really want to apologize for that. Now,
so
now see what you've made
well,
her do.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help. It's
my
just,
mom's listening. Hush.
Hi, Mom.
They're mostly covered.
Yeah, oh, she's dressed very conservatively.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And so is Faith.
Yeah. These are two very lovely women.
Of course they are. Yes. Go ahead. Give us your Hollywood
We go again. Still recovering from that 3 months writer's strike. Hollywood now looking possibly at an actor's strike.
I know this. Do you know why I know this?
Because you, Mike O'Mara, are a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah. Hey, Vivian. Do I have to see the card?
Yeah, let me see the card.
I like to show this to impress people.
This is his SAG card.
Yes, you see that? There it is right there.
Proving he is an actor.
I'm not impressed.
No.
Vivian, not impressed.
Okay, let me show it to Faith as I slide over here. Huh?
Have you acted?
Let me tell you something, Missy. You can't get that card unless you, you know, you have a little speaking part.
I'm impressed.
Yes, thank you very much.
He's been on Briscoe County Jr.
No, actually, you might remember a little program called Babylon 5. Piece of crap where Don and I stole lines.
King of Queens?
That was it, but not really. The only speaking part was... But I still, as a matter of fact, I think it was just last month, I may have gotten a residual check for $2.05.
Oh, that's a great beginning.
Once you're a UPS
Vivian
guy.
Hates me, Timmy. Vivian hates me already. I can tell it was the cleavage comment. That's it. I've blown it with Vivian. We're going to have to rearrange the seating.
No, okay. No, you're uncomfortable?
Right. I've offended her. It's as obvious as the day is long.
I know Vivian. She is not offended.
She's not offended. Oh, okay.
We're not changing the seating.
You know, Buzz, if you could do this just before you go on with the Hollywood hot sheet.
Sure.
Please to explain to our listeners celebrities both of these lovely ladies most resemble. I think that will give us a better idea. They're both very bad. I'm going to tell you, I can do it right away.
Yeah,
I think Vivian, a very young Candace Bergen.
Prettier even.
Yeah.
And she was
with a little something else that I haven't quite figured out yet.
A familiarity, for
and,
sure.
Let me see. I'm looking at Faith, and Faith is, what was the group, the singing group when she was hot? Who was the Go-Go's.
Oh, okay.
Lead singer of the Go-Go's.
Oh, Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda
Carlisle in her hot days. A thinner, smaller Belinda Carlisle.
Exactly.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
Vivian,
right.
Did the Candace Bergen comment help our relationship at all?
Did you ever see her when she was young? Because she was
Excuse me, Buzz. You didn't need to interrupt. She said no. Everyone would have heard that. No, she said no.
Trying to help you.
It's all right. You know, it's going to be a long afternoon. We're going to have a good time.
I'm trying to remember what she looks like.
Not if we have more of this.
In the movie Gandhi. She was like at peak hotness, I think.
I'll show you a picture later.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm busy right now.
Okay, Buzz.
June 30th is when the Screen Actors Guild is expected to go on strike.
No, big deal.
Filmmakers, movie makers already in strike mode. Most of the projects due to start shooting in the spring have been postponed unless they could be finished by the end of this month. Actors are just sitting around waiting to see what happens next. Network TV producers, normally on an early summer break at this point, they're in hurry-up mode. They usually don't start shooting again until July or August, but they're trying to crank out at least a half dozen episodes for the new season before this month is over.
I think it's really important to point out, when you're talking about this strike, you're talking about working actors, and you're talking about the general public thinks of actors as Brad Pitt and actors as Angelina Jolie. And
these are
people that get millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars to be in a movie. Thank you for saying they do.
I'm just here to help.
You're wound up.
I am nothing if not helpful.
You know, we brought girls.
And you guys, both of you.
He's all excited.
Am I allowed to practice on the music to see if it fits?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Well, keep talking.
What I was going to say is this is for working actors, the schlub guys that are doing, you know, smaller parts.
Right.
soap opera people, you know, that type of thing, and they're looking for their little piece of the pie. You know, just don't think of it as superstars that are, you know, oh my God, they already have all the money they can
there
have.
There are small, what you're trying to say is there are small money actors. There are actors who are just glad to get an occasional job.
I get the emails and they're trying to protect everybody in the union. What's that music you were playing?
Do you like this?
Sounds a little too elevator.
Department store.
Yeah, okay. Definitely department store.
Okay, no. Thank you.
I've never heard
Excuse
that
me.
Before.
No one has. Mm-hmm. Housing.
I've never heard that one before. You and me both.
Well, the housing crisis is pretty serious. We told you earlier this week about Ed McMahon losing his home. Now we're here to tell you that Ed McMahon has to blame Britney Spears for this a little bit.
Well, that's because she lives in the same neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
right?
He said there were maybe 100 paparazzi at the house while they were trying to show it, to sell it. And that's another reason he hadn't been able to unload it and therefore not keep up the payments.
Have we gotten any more info about Ed and, like, why he's in this situation?
Well, you know,
just
yes,
that he fell.
He was on Larry King last night.
See, I didn't see that. What did we find out about
it? I only saw different parts of it. Basically, he said he broke his neck, and he was sitting there with his wife, and he had the neck brace
McMahon.
On.
Did you say how?
I'm just thinking about Ed McMahon on Larry King Tales from the Crypt. I saw Larry last night for about 2 minutes, and Larry, really, it looks like his shoulders are almost going to point together.
Right.
I mean, so what did Ed say about his financial situation?
You know, he basically said that, you know, they had overextended themselves. He hadn't been working for 18 months, mm-hmm. and he's trying to sell the house.
He's 112. He's not supposed to be working right now.
Shouldn't he plan for his future?
Yeah.
See, Vivian, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, but
Absolutely, good point.
Let's just say, but still, don't you think somebody should step up, whether it's
Vivian, that's the kind of point I really think an executive producer should have made.
Okay, whatever. Try to find music. I'm trying to do this. Anyway, don't you think, like...
I know, you're so damn busy. I work you to death, don't I?
Shut up!
Yes,
if I were Britney Spears...
There's my first shut up of the afternoon.
If I were Britney Spears, I would get him out of foreclosure. Or if I were somebody that had anything to do with The Tonight Show, wouldn't you do that? He deserves
if
that.
If you were Britney Spears, the world would be a better place.
I know.
Yes. Joe Artinger...
He's so old.
Joe Artinger writes, Larry is turning into a bat.
He is.
Joe, that is good. Joe, you're on a roll today.
He is.
He is turning into a bat. I believe you. I totally believe you. But it's sad when a guy, you know, when what Vivian said, overextends.
Yes.
He's that old. He's been doing it for that long.
Where's the planning? Where's the nest egg?
But you know what it is? I think perhaps out in that neck of the woods, you get caught up in the Hollywood lifestyle, and you overextend yourself because you have to have, as opposed to a regular home, you need the $6 million mansion, which is what he has.
Right.
So it's a drag.
Hasn't he been married a lot of times? Isn't he paying a lot of alimony?
Couple, for sure.
Couple
yeah, that mm-hmm. happens to people.
Isn't his wife younger than him?
These are all good questions, Mike. What say you?
Okay, is it time for a commercial break?
No.
Let me answer you, Timmy, since you were so sensitive to ask that question. Yes,
he
does.
You,
he does pay. Yes, sure you are. He does pay a lot of alimony. I believe he did get involved with a much younger woman, and now he's destitute. These are facts that are not lost on me. Okay, Timmy, I
no
truly remember. Thank
no
you
way.
So much. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, where are you calling from?
No, this is Rob.
Okay, well, it said Jeff on the screen.
Close enough.
Joe might be drinking. Rob, what can we do for you?
Actually, I was kind of wondering when Ed McMahon moved into the trailer park.
Excuse me.
For Britney Spears.
Jeff, was that supposed to be an attempt at humor? I'm just trying to get my head around it. Just want to make sure that was supposed to be a joke you were telling, right?
It was supposed to be a joke,
All right, can you do me a favor right now?
Yeah.
All right, and it's not Jeff, right? It's what?
Rob.
Rob, can you put your head very close? Press the receiver up close to your ear, okay?
Okay.
A little closer now, please.
Press it in.
All right.
Little closer.
Little closer.
All right. Thank you. That wasn't loud enough to be funny.
No.
All right, let's take another call. Ace is back on the line from Sacramento. Hello, Ace.
Sorry, I was putting on my preparation H and the phone dropped. Sorry
That's okay.
That.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Buzz, I wanted to ask you, you compared Mike O'Mara to Clark Kent when he came in buttoning up his shirt.
Yes, he did, Ace.
Yeah.
Yes, he
really,
did.
Really, Clark Kent? Kent, or are you thinking maybe John Goodman is Clark Kent?
F you, okay? Hey. It's Clark Kent, Superman starring Chris Farley.
Don't be mean to my friend. He had the lean. He had the shirt grab. He looked like Clark Kent.
Damn right.
I'm telling.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
Evander Holyfield may be losing his house as well.
Well, that's sad, too.
It is. His $10 million
depressing Hollywood hot sheet.
Only if you're these guys. If you're us, we can laugh.
I feel like I'm crying into my beer, Buzz.
Well, there's no need for that.
Really do.
He's losing his $10 million home in Fayetteville, Georgia. It's going up on the auction block July 1st, and that's not the end of his troubles.
Really?
Evander Holyfield also being sued for allegedly stiffing a landscaper out of more than $500,000.
Oh, my God.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
Oh, yeah, that too. The mother of his 10-year-old son says he missed a couple of child support payments and owes her $6,000.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with you?
Did you hear about this? Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, the Wonder Woman paddling down the Potomac River here, the one who lives here?
She lives around.
Yeah, the actress, right.
Married to, like, a really rich guy, right?
Oh, yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. Do very well, except the other day, Wednesday, in fact, she was paddling down the Potomac River.
Right.
And she found a dead body.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Cool. Even though she was Wonder Woman and had flotation devices.
I just said cool. That's very obnoxious. I apologize. That's not cool.
That's cool.
A tragedy. It's what that yes. is. I'm so sorry. Why don't you start again so I don't offend the listening audience. Go ahead.
Actress Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman in the 70s, was rowing down the Potomac River in a canoe this week when she came across a dead body. That's better.
Okay.
She called 911, as she's supposed to do, and flagged down other boaters for assistance.
Oh, my God.
Police think the victim was a hiker who had slipped and fallen into the river. She's not been identified.
Okay.
So Roseanne's going
after...
I'm
sorry, that's not funny.
Not funny at all.
Oh, incidentally, I want to take another call about Ed McMahon.
All right.
I don't know whether this is a question or an answer. Greg from Manassas, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, I heard how Ed broke his neck.
How?
I think
we were both taking a poll at the exact same time.
Try to ask longer questions, please.
How do you... Ed McMahon broke his neck. He got hit with a Zamboni up in Canada on the road crew.
Okay, we're not going to take any more calls until well into the cocktail hour. Mm-hmm. Continue, Buzz, please.
Roseanne's going after Madonna.
Jesus Christ. Stop with the jokes, all right?
They're both followers of the Kabbalah, but that doesn't mean they like each other. Mm-hmm. Roseanne, who likes to rip into people, recently ripped into Madonna on her blog for going a little too heavy on the Botox. She says, quote, please lay off the Botox. You are scaring the children. Act your age. You're doing good things, and your face negates your message of spirituality. Clint Eastwood wants Spike Lee to shut his mouth.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Turn this up, please.
Louder burps?
Number four. Yes, you keep turning it down. Please turn it up.
There you go. That sounds
better. Thank you very much.
Spike Lee threw down the gauntlet last month when he criticized Clint Eastwood for not putting any black soldiers in his World War II movies, Flags of Our Fathers, and Letters from Iwo Jima.
Who criticized him?
Spike Lee.
Okay.
Well, Clint responded by asking Spike Lee to shut his face, literally, Clint's exact words.
I want you to shut your face. Get out of here, man.
Get out of here.
Go to a Knicks game, Spike.
He added, the story is Flags of Our Fathers, the famous flag-raising picture, and black men didn't do that. If I go ahead and put an African-American actor in there, people would go, this guy's lost his mind. I mean, it's not accurate.
Well, wait a minute. Is he talking about actually raising the flag, or is he talking about the guys that were on the attack there? Because if it's historically accurate, I'd like to know, were there African-American soldiers in World War II that were part of that battle where they... The Battle of Iwo Jima.
Right. He says that he's not playing it the way it read historically, but he said that's the way it is. When I do a movie, it's 90% black, like Bird, the story of Charlie Bird Parker, the jazz musician that he did. Clint Eastwood directed that movie in 88, starring Forrest Whitaker. He says he's just trying to be true to what actually happened, regardless of the kind of movie that he's making.
But he didn't bring up the fact as to how many African-American soldiers might have been involved in the Iwo Jima battle.
No, he did not.
Because he's Clint Eastwood.
He just said they weren't among those who planted the flag.
I'm Clint Eastwood. Give me another Oscar nomination, because I'm Clint Eastwood, the mayor of Carmel, California.
Clint's next
movie. I hate his movies, to be honest with you. I didn't like Flags of Our Fathers.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like The Unforgiven. I was in the minority on that one.
Yeah, I kind of liked that one.
I liked the movies where he was on the other side. I liked
when he was acting?
Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah.
You can't argue with those.
And, of course.
I liked The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Sure. Of course, the spaghetti westerns.
That's it. Yeah, sure. That's good. Yes, that is a good movie. You know what that's called? That is called a spaghetti western.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because yes. They were made in Italy.
They made all those movies
really?
In
really?
Italy. That was on Italian soil.
Wow.
Yes. And if you don't mind, I will be impersonating you all day long. All
right. And, of course, play Misty for me, which we always enjoyed very much.
Oh, get out of here, man.
Right. Now, Clint's next movie is The Human Factor. It's about post-apartheid South Africa. And Clint says, quote, "I'm not going to make Nelson Mandela a white guy." He's got his buddy Morgan Freeman doing that.
Okay.
Rolling Stone Ronnie Wood wants dwarves at his daughter's wedding. He's finalizing the plans for the upcoming ceremony, and one of his last-minute finishing touches is to hire several little people to entertain people during the ceremony. Well, I'll tell you, Beth Ann.
Yes, sir.
That's awful.
Ronnie,
I like that. That is not awful. That's entertainment.
I guess.
It's awful you've not been invited. Ronnie wants to hire five vertically challenged actors to dress as elves to perform, quote, silly stunts such as sneaking up and stealing ladies' hats.
Like spam!
Exactly.
I look forward to that. I want to see that.
Coming up in the final buzz, the stock market takes a tumble, and airport security can see your naughty bits. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, it's come. The time has come, ladies and gentlemen.
It's come.
We're going to do it right now. So you think you can sing. If you think you've got an ability in singing, get on the line to get on the air right now. 877-365-3636. Here's how it works. You call us. You tell us what you're going to sing. We will give you 60 seconds. You have to sing a cappella. For those people in Sacramento, that's without musical accompaniment. We will give everyone who participates, if you at least give it a try, we will give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, and the winner will win 50 American dollars as we enjoy BYOB Friday. The drinks are flowing. We want to thank Timmy O'Vivenay and his friends Faith and Vivian.
Yes.
You having a good time, Vivian?
Okay,
that's a yes. Turn Vivian's microphone on.
It is.
I think Beth Ann's keeping that down on purpose.
Because of Vivian's producing skills?
I believe so.
Yes.
No, say something. Hello? Yeah.
Oh, she's speaking softly. Okay. Isn't that what
a person
is?
With small voice.
So you think you can sing? That is coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.